KLOS and KLOS HD1, Los Angeles. This is the Rock of Southern California, and this is the home of Sports on Tap.
Your one-stop shop for sports talk.
With J.D. and the Bus.
Great icebreaker. If you can talk sports, you can talk with any guy in the world.
Kicking off right now on 95.5 KLOS.
We have so much for Memorial Weekend, I'm telling you, including the most American-Americans list. Who's the most American-American on your list?
Donald Trump.
I'll let you know. It's coming up. In the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, your national anthem.
KLOS.
Memorial Day, baby!
It's as American as calling in sick and making it a four-day weekend.
The Rock of Southern California.
95.5 KLOS.
No, I'm no stranger to the streets. I've got my label.
It's Rock Southern California, 95.5 KLOS. Greg Allman and I'm No Angel. Lost Greg Allman at 69 years old yesterday. And, you know, you have to wonder now that Greg is gone, you have to kind of wonder a little bit about what would have been had Dwayne Allman been around. Because, honestly, they were just getting on the map with Dwayne Allman. I mean, he was such an amazing player. That Eric Clapton, of all people, said, you know, why don't you come over here and let's jam a little bit. Everybody loved the way he played that slide guitar. And, man, it was just like about a year or so after the success of that, that he was taken out, hit by a peach truck. Hence the album, Eat a Peach. And then a year later, it was, well, I want to say Dickie Betts. It's not Dickie Betts. It's a year later, almost to the day, killed a motorcycle accident.
You're not looking at me.
How come I'm not looking? Well, why am I looking at Dave?
Not the Def Leppard
yeah,
guy, right?
Man, I so much would have, I mean, we all would have loved to heard a whole lot
eat
more out of Dwayne Allman.
That's cool.
That's the name of an Allman Brothers. That's why they named it
Eat a Peach.
Eat a
wow.
Peach is because it was a peach truck that took out Dwayne Allman.
I mean, I do think that's at least kind of cool. They can see, I don't want to say see the humor in it, but at least be able to play off that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like they're going to do that with half these guys we find dead of drug overdoses. You know, their next album, you know, do a line. I mean, something like that. They're not going to, you know, have that, you know, for these particular guys. So cool. Good for the Allman Brothers. I like that song.
You know, it was
I'm No Angel. That's why I like the title of it. That's
from the 80s, I want to say. Yeah. That's kind of that's his solo stuff. Okay. He actually had a nice little single that he was married to Cher. What a life he had. Married to her for a while. And
there
then, like I said, the solo career, but then getting it back together. Yeah, this is he had Hep C and then had to have liver replacement, I think, in 2010. And so 7 years with a liver transplant before it went bad on him. And he was scheduled to go out on the road this year, but about a month or so ago, canceled all those dates and decided, yeah, maybe not. I'm going to do that. So some more Allman Brothers on the show this morning. And also, because it's Memorial Weekend, we got a couple of fun things. What my favorite thing this morning is going to be the most American Americans list. I mean, we probably have to rank these people. Because you think Memorial Day, you're thinking it's military stuff. Well, not necessarily. This is just patriotic. So, like, who's the most American?
All right. I already said Donald Trump.
Okay.
And
I'm going with the president, but it's going to be one a little earlier than that. I'm going with George Washington at number one.
Yeah, George Washington.
I mean, come on. I mean, you know, he's on the money. I mean, come on. George Washington. Nobody's arguing with me, George Washington, number one.
Thomas Jefferson. You know, he did his thing.
No, Thomas Jefferson's not number two. It's not my number two. What's wrong with you? What do you think we're doing here? This is most American.
Thomas Jefferson.
Elvis Presley is number two, bro. That's what I want you to know.
Yeah.
Elvis Presley, number two.
I would agree.
And then Muhammad Ali, number three. So that's where we're going to this list. I think Marilyn Monroe is on my list here somewhere.
Muhammad Ali?
Yeah.
The guy who dodged the draft?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because that's an American thing to do, right?
Damn sure is. This is America. We do what we want.
Absolutely.
Isn't that what Cartman says?
Clinton dodged a draft, too, right? And Clinton messed around with the secretary, too. So
he
didn't inhale, though,
so he's got that going.
Yeah, I guess. So Clinton's got to be on there then, right? Messing around with the secretary and dodging the draft?
Is that not American? He can be on your list.
Is that not American?
You can make a list. Go ahead.
Show of hands, how many of us have fooled around with the secretary and dodged the draft?
Wow, look at the time. Let's take the break, and then we'll come
up.
Oh, you know what?
Down.
Hey, guess what else? We have Metallica tickets to give away.
Metallica Day.
Yeah, it's Metallica weekend. We got Metallica tickets. You stick around. We'll tell you what you got to do to get them from KLOS.
Through their music, Metallica has escorted you to the furthest reaches of your imagination. All Memorial Weekend, KLOS gives you the chance to return the favor. Listen to win Metallica tickets for the Rose Bowl this July. Plus, you are shot at an upgrade to see the show right from the floor. And your once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to escort Metallica from their dressing room to the Rose Bowl stage. It's the Metallica Memorial Weekend on the Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS.
Powered by Hyundai, introducing the all-new 2017 Hyundai Ioniq. Hyundai, better drives us.
The Toyota Time Sales Event is the perfect time to get the Toyota you've been waiting for with 0% financing on our most popular models, including a new 2017 Prius Liftback, Prius V, IA, RAV4, and Sienna. There's even zero APR on a new Camry Hybrid, Corolla, Corolla iM, Avalon, and Avalon Hybrid. So don't miss out. Financing through Toyota Financial Services to well-qualified customers. Must take delivery from new car dealer stock by midnight, May 31st. Excludes RAV4 Hybrid.
When you buy or lease any new Toyota, you get ToyotaCare, our no-cost maintenance plan. ToyotaCare covers normal factory scheduled service for 2 years or 25,000 miles, whichever comes first. There's even lockout protection and 24-hour roadside assistance. See your Toyota dealer for details and exclusions. Valid only in the continental U.S. and Alaska. We make it easy on you. Toyota, let's go places.
When you got home from work today, you said to yourself, I want a Big Mac and fries. But instead, you hid under a fuzzy blanket because of this. Luckily, McDonald's planned ahead. Now you can order McDonald's on Uber Eats and get a Big Mac and fries delivered right to your door. Seriously, just dig under the cushion for your phone, and in three easy steps, your cravings are fulfilled. Download the Uber Eats app now and enjoy some of your McDonald's favorites.
I also got a McMuffin for later, in case it never stops raining.
Don't go out. Get McDelivery. At participating McDonald's, McPick 2 and other offers excluded. Delivery prices may be higher than at restaurants. Booking fee applies.
Hey, it's Heidi. You know, you don't have to work on Wall Street in order to make money like they do on Wall Street. So why does it seem that Wall Street investors are successful, but Main Street investors are not? Well, it's because they're not average. They're not investing like the average investor, which is you, for now. So do you want to learn how to not be average? You want to learn how to make money when the market goes up or down, all from the comfort of your laptop or smartphone? Well, do what I did and call my friends at Online Trading Academy. They have a patented course strategy that can help you learn to follow what Wall Street is doing and how to profit along with them. Whether the market goes up or down, how do they do it? Well, you're going to find out. And they're offering a free Wall Street Insider Kit so you can get started right away. Just call 877-781-8723. You're going to get two online classes, an instructional video, and a guide that will help you learn to build that second income just like I did. And it's all free. 877-781-8723. They're even going to throw in two free tickets to an upcoming workshop so you can ask questions and learn a whole lot more. The market is making all kinds of moves. Are you ready to move with it? You can. Just call 877-781-8723. That's 877-781-8723.
Hi, this is Bo Bachman from Galpin Motors. Galpin's biggest sale of the year, our Memorial Day sale, is officially here. And we are out to make this the biggest sale of all time. Only at Galpin Ford, Galpin Honda, Galpin Mazda, Galpin Volkswagen, and Galpin Kia. Included with the purchase on every new vehicle, get Galpin's exclusive lifetime warranty. Oil and filter changes for 2 years, and Galpin's $500 best deal guarantee. We are so confident that you're going to get your best deal at Galpin that if you come to Galpin first and then buy a comparably equipped vehicle elsewhere for less, we will give you $500 in cash. So if you have been waiting for the perfect time to get a new or used vehicle, now is the time at Galpin's Memorial Day sale.
Call 1-800-GO-GALPIN or visit galpin.com. Customer must request certificate of purchase comparably equipped vehicle during sale period. Max of 4 oil changes, which must be done at Galpin. 0% APR and approved credit. See Galpin for full details. Offer ends May 31st.
I'm declaring this the summer of me. Pool parties, road trips.
And Macy's Memorial Day sale.
Yeah, wait, what?
We can kick off summer with big savings.
And Macy's money.
For every $25 we spend,
I get $5 back in Macy's money to spend later.
In-store or online.
We spend $25, I get $5 back.
Use it on swimwear, polos.
It's like I'm getting free money.
What's this we spend, you get?
Oh, didn't you get the memo? It's the summer of me.
Yeah, it's the summer of you at Macy's Memorial Day sale. Details in-store or online. Exclusions apply.
This is Bill's Yard, and Bill's a grill master, not a grass expert. Still, no weeds belong in this backyard barbecue kingdom. And with Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, Bill's greasy thumb is just as good as a green thumb. Because Scott's thickens lawns to help crowd out over 50 pesky weeds. So Bill can defeat invaders, green up his lawn, and hold his spatula high. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Weed and Feed today.
It's that time of the year when you see the same old gimmicks from all of the other furniture stores. Another huge blowout sale. Free this and free that with seemingly incredible discounts like 30% off, 40% off, or even 50% off. Off of what? Overinflated prices? But when you compare apples to apples, Jerry's price at Jerome's Furniture still beats the competition, sale or no sale. So don't believe the hype. You gotta shop at Jerome's when it's convenient for you, and you get Jerry's price 7 days a week, 365 days a year. You don't wait for a special sale. And with Jerry's incredible in-stock selection and same-day delivery, you can have your home furnished tonight instead of having to wait a few weeks. And you can even shop online. That's one of my favorite parts. Browse around at Jerome's.com and still get same-day delivery. Try doing that at any other furniture store. And remember, when you're shopping this Memorial Day weekend or any other day for that matter, you're not going to find a better value, friendlier service, or better same-day delivery than Jerome's. No need to wait for holiday sales. Jerome's has that same low price 365 days a year. That's why I love them. Jerome's Furniture. You can check them out online at Jerome's.com or stop by one of their 7 convenient SoCal locations. Tell them Heidi sent you, by the way.
Hello, this is Alan Mosnett, Toyota of Orange, home of the number one Toyota dealership in Orange County and number 2 in the nation. This month, Dave Wilson's 1,000 Car Challenge has been a huge success, but we need a crazy holiday weekend to put us over the top. That's why we're staying open Memorial Day from 8:30 a.m. to midnight. Just make an offer and drive home your new Toyota. Hear that, Dave? 900 plus Toyotas and still counting. We're going to get there if I have to give Toyotas away.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange.
Is over. Back now to Sports on Tap
with JD and the Bus.
You want to try real sport? Why don't you try?
95.5 KLOS.
Okay, it was driving me crazy, so I had to go look it up because I couldn't remember. Barry Oakley, Dave. Barry Oakley, the other guy taken out on a motorcycle of the Allman Brothers Band. So, some more Allman Brothers music on the program for you this morning. We'll do that as well as the most American Americans. We're compiling a list. It's always fun. It's KLOS. Sports on Tap. He was a wild child, Jim Morrison and the Doors. And the Unknown Soldier on 95.5 KLOS. Pop your mic on. Who did you just see yesterday?
Robbie Krieger out in Simi Valley.
No kidding, right?
Yeah. The Cajun and Blues Festival.
Nice. And Robbie Krieger out there jamming with his son, you said.
Yeah,
jamming with the band.
That's what I had heard through the crowd, that his son was singing lead vocals.
Cool stuff, Robbie Krieger.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's pretty cool stuff. It's Memorial Day weekend, and Sports on Tap. We've got a crack staff of people to do all kinds of number crunching, don't we? Don't we?
Not like a staff on crunch.
Oh, yeah, turn that microphone on.
The microphone is on.
It is lit up, too. It's lit up, but it ain't working. Grab another one, because there's about 19 microphones in here. Why don't you try that one? There you go. Hey now.
Is this thing on?
Is this thing on? And the home of the brave.
I think Mike One's connected to the internet.
What's the matter? What?
The computer screen just flashed on.
No, see, look at you fixed it.
Jeez.
Nice. Way to go, Rob.
You're welcome.
Athletes who served. Who's your favorite? There's so many. I mean, the list is like, yours is probably like Leon Spinks or something like that. Right?
Leon.
I mean, he did. I mean, honestly, Leon served.
Leon would be my favorite. Yeah. People call me Leon. Call me Leon all the time. You know, my favorite would be, Roberto Clemente.
Oh, seriously.
Five tool player.
I am absolutely with you on that. Yep. Yeah. He's absolutely at the top of my list because here's a guy not from this country, but he enlists in the Marine Corps Reserve anyway because he wants to help. And for 7 years, that's what his off season job is.
Yeah. And he's, of course, from Nicaragua, and he goes down on a mission on New Year's Eve. Yeah. Everybody else could be out doing things. He's on his off season, his off time. New Year's Eve, dies in a plane crash, taking supplies to people
trying to help
that
people.
Are in need down there.
Trying to help people.
No good deed goes unpunished, man, for Roberto Clemente, unfortunately. Yeah. And wow.
Athletes who served, you know, Pat Tillman is a name that comes up a lot in this conversation, and not because of the way that service ended, because that was unfortunate. It was friendly fire. I mean, that's always kind of hard for us to stomach. But I mean, this guy, 8 months after the attacks on 9/11, Pat Tillman turns down a contract with the Arizona Cardinals for $3.6 million because he wants to go fight for this country.
Yeah. Which
that's what puts
again,
Pat Tillman up around the top of this
course.
List all the time. We start talking about athletes who served. But you know what? Can we review Ted Williams for just a minute? Because Ted Williams gets talked about a lot in baseball whenever anyone gets close to hitting around 400, which is hardly ever, right?
Right.
You talk about he's the last guy to hit 400 in single season. But this guy, Ted Williams, was a Marine pilot. This guy lost 5 years of his playing career because he enlisted the Marines. In 1942, he just completed the Triple Crown season. After that, he came back and started training. He served as a flight instructor for World War II. In 52, at the age of 34 years old, he gets recalled to active duty by the military for the Korean War and eventually threw over 39 combat missions. This guy won the Triple Crown twice, All-Star 17 times, last player to bat over 400 in a single season, twice the American League MVP, and in 66 inducted into the Hall of Fame. You want an athlete that served? I give you Ted Williams.
Yeah, the pride of San Diego, the spirit of San Diego, they call him.
Yeah. There's so many names that we'll get on our list. This is way too long to have just a list, but just people that we want to mention. You know, Rocky Blyer is a great story. We're going to talk about that. David Robinson, his nickname of the Admiral, and they're so beloved down there in San Antonio, and not so beloved here in Southern California because we're Laker fans. They won too much down there. That Tim Duncan guy, he was a problem.
You guys don't like anyone who wins too much aside from the Lakers.
That's right. No, come on.
So it's not just Boston.
You know, that team
LeBron,
is one more than any team that I can even think of. The Yankees and the Celtics, and that's about it when you start winning that many championships. But anyway, so more of that in the athletes who served today. Also, we've got a Bushka fact ready to go. I think we're ready to go. But have you got your Bushka fact? Are you ready to Bushka fact us?
I've never been more ready. Okay. Wrote these things up like a month ago, just waiting for today.
A month ago?
Yeah.
I'm glad that you're on your game, man.
It's crazy. Let's just see what I got for the 4th of July already.
All right. You ready?
Nope.
No? Okay. Hey, you know what else is today?
Sunday.
Indianapolis 500. As a matter of fact, Indy 500 is only about 90 minutes away. They get that thing going early. It's like 9:15 this morning out here on the West Coast. So.
Fastest qualifier in 21 years, 232 miles per hour.
That's pretty fast for the Brickyard. All right, let's do that Bushka fact.
Now, Bushka facts.
That is incredible.
What?
Incredible yet true.
I heard an Indy car in the background there.
Starting their engines, right? Can you name the SoCal 16-year-old who made her Grand Slam debut with the win at the French Open in 1997? Of course, the French going
Open
on
just
right now.
Getting open right now.
Roland Garros. So, now, again, can you name the SoCal 16-year-old who made her Grand Slam debut with a win at the French Open in 1997? Are you sure, though? You must be sister-specific.
Oh, I think I know now. Well, I might know. No. We'll find out. It's Sports on Tap.
You get a 50-50 shot.
Yeah, there you go.
95.5 KLOS.
95.5 KLOS, the Rock of Southern California. Happy Memorial Day weekend. Lucky man, another one off of our list this morning. JD in the Bush with you. And I believe when we left our heroes last, we were doing a Bushka fact. A Bushka fact.
Now, Bushka facts.
That is incredible.
What?
Incredible yet true.
We think.
Can you name, JD, the SoCal 16-year-old who made her Grand Slam debut with a win at the French Open in 1997? But you must be sister-specific.
How very timely of you to do that when the French Open is getting underway over there in France.
So I'm a professional. I mean, Jesus, come on, give me that.
Don't want to go to no France. It's one of the Williams sisters. That's my guess.
That's your guess. I said you must be sister-specific. And that's, okay, so I guess you're kind of right. Memorial Day, 1997, 16-year-old, not Serena, Venus Williams made her Grand Slam debut with a 6-2, 6-7, then 7-2, 7-5 win over Japan's Nako Sawatsumatsu.
Easy for you to say.
You bet. Yeah, I roll all the time with that. Okay, in the first day of the French Open, then she lost in the next round, but still quite a debut for a 16-year-old. Venus has gone on to good things, and Serena's not bad either.
Yeah, Serena turned out to be pretty decent as well.
And she's going
to
be a mom coming up. How about that?
You know, I'm calling my shot now. I think I've said this on this program already. I think that she's got a new goal, and that's to become a mother. And then after becoming a mother, is going to get in shape, go back on the tour, and win a major after having given birth. I think that's – I'm going on a limb saying that's her next goal.
There you go.
Yeah,
that's a big limb. Awesome. Okay. I'm going to say it's either going to be a boy or a girl. So that's my limb.
There you go. Good. Memorial Day moments. There's lots of Memorial Day sports things that have gone on. But let's go with another local. How about Tiger Woods, who became the first repeat champion of the Memorial Tournament, turning in a 200 par 70 for a 5-stroke victory in the rain delayed a year that he played. Now he joins Jack, Tom Watson, Hale Irwin, and Greg Norman as the only players to win the event more than twice. He went on to win it a lot more than that, I believe.
Yes, he did. And then he went to a Perkins to celebrate, and he hit a big old stack of pancakes. With butter and syrup, baby.
You know, they talk about Tiger Woods. Oh, you know, is he ever going to make it back again? Is he all done? What he did was pretty amazing. And not only that, is like it hasn't been that long. It seems like, oh, Tiger Woods hasn't won anything in like 5 years. It was 2013. He won five times in 2013, just 4 years ago. So the fact that the guy's going through some back problems, physical problems, knee problems, stuff like that. But you know what I find ironic? You know what he was really at the end of his career, at least so it seems right now, was the Arnold Palmer. That was one that he got up for every single year. He and Arnie really seemed to see eye to eye. I mean, he really loved Arnie. He won it in 2013. He won it in 2012. He won it in 2009 and 2008. That's just in the last 5 years of his winning days. Tiger Woods, his favorite was definitely the Arnold Palmer Invitational.
Yeah. In Bay Hill, right?
So they called it before that. That's what they called it. Yeah. Then they changed the name to the Arnold Palmer.
Arnold Palmer Invitational. Yeah, one of those few tournaments that's at the same place every year, which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's nice to be able to have something in the same place, not have to rotate all the way.
Okay, coming up, a chance for you to score some tickets. I believe it's Dead and Company at the Hollywood Bowl. Got those tickets coming at you in just a couple minutes right here on 95.5 KLOS.
From Pyromania, Def Leppard and Photograph.
1983, circa.
Look at you. Look at you.
It was one of my favorite years.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
For music or for just years?
Everything. Years. I mean, I don't know. I was, 10, 11 years old at the time. It was just, you know, you're kind of coming into your own, figuring out where you want to go. Because I was honestly contemplating, you know, jail and crime or big mega radio star in L.A. on Sunday mornings at 7 to 9. So I was like, you know what? That's what I'm going to do.
That was UNLV for me.
That was UNLV.
That year. Yeah. I saw Def Leppard at the Aladdin Theater for the Performing Arts when they came through town on that that Pyromania tour. Mm-hmm. While I was trying to, well, it was UNLV and then the radio station KOMP. UNLV, KOMP.
Lots to do. Yeah,
radio station won out. Really,
yeah. Take the paid gig if you can. but no, that was a year of college. I remember college football, the national championship that year from 1983. That's when the Miami Hurricanes came into their own, and they started to get, you know, Michael Irvin, Vinny Testaverde, those bad boys started
loaded
to show up on the scene. Absolutely, they were loaded there.
Mm-hmm.
The only video game that I play to this day that I've ever played came out in 1983, and I actually have it in my man cave. I have the actual stand-up arcade game, Joust.
Look at you.
From 1983. No Pac-Man, no Centipede, no Frogger, Donkey Kong. That's cool. I don't want to be like the rest of you, although Joust.
Tempest. That was my game. I liked Tempest.
Tempest.
That
okay.
was the one that I liked. The
really?
Arcade game, Tempest.
Huh.
Yeah, it was easy. You just kind of spin the knob. I don't really steal.
Spin the knob. How about Golden Tee? Golden Tee is fun to play when
that
you're...
Is.
Oh, the golf game when you're messed up in a bar somewhere? Yeah, you spin the ball. Woo! And you hit the ball and Golden
Tee. Oh, yeah. I've watched people play that.
Like Tiger Woods.
And usually knock their beer over while they're playing
the beer over. They're playing Golden Tee, and then you kill it on the 19th hole with a waitress.
For a part of our Memorial Day celebration, Most American Americans list. And the latest guy that I want to put on, Ted Nugent. Can you put Ted Nugent on our list? Now, that's an American right there.
Detroit Rock City.
Right?
Yeah,
the Motor City Madman. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ted Nugent. I mean, he's crazy. His politics are crazy. His hunting things, rifle gun stuff. People think he's crazy. I mean, he comes from a city that burns itself down when they win championships and stuff.
Yeah.
That's a crazy place.
Detroit is.
Detroit's so I'm nominating Ted Nugent for the Most American Americans list.
There you go. All
got
right.
one?
Yeah, I do. I'm going to go straight for the girls here. Go figure. Marilyn Monroe.
Atta
about
boy.
That, without question, the greatest American sex symbol up there with Courtney Love, it says.
Oh, she doesn't say that.
I wrote that in. Sorry, my bad. So not only was she the first woman to ever fold out of Playboy magazine, which helped, of course, fuel the revolution in the 60s, but she knew this guy named Joe DiMaggio.
Yeah.
And then
they
she
got tight, I hear.
Yeah, she did real tight. Yeah, and apparently she did. She got JFK's vote as well, too.
Heard they were tight, too.
As he snuck out the back tunnel and popped up in RFK Stadium somewhere. Absolutely. So good for Marilyn. Yeah, that statue. You ever seen that statue in
Palm
Springs?
Waving what? Is it the phone?
No.
The Drew?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Help me out, man. The show's attorney, Drew Sherman from the Adley Law Group, has insisted on bullying his way into the program. What can we do for you, sir? Or I should say, what have we done?
Well, gentlemen, what have you done? You have left off Al Davis. Yeah, thank you. There's the music I need. You have left off Al Davis from the Most American Americans list.
Well,
it's a travesty that he wasn't number one.
We weren't done.
Well, I'm sorry. It should be the number one name on your list.
Okay.
Al Davis.
Before George Washington.
Most definitely. Coming up from nothing, he became a coach. Then he bought into the franchise, became an owner, took it over.
Wow.
I mean, free market economy. The guy just bleeds red, white, and blue. I'm surprised he's not on the American currency yet, honestly.
Okay. I was going to say number one draft pick, Jamarcus Russell. Right? Here's a guy who struggles a little bit in the league, and then he gets arrested for smuggling the purple cop syrup across straight lines. We've all been there.
Listen, Jamarcus Russell was a great player when I drafted him.
Yeah, he was. Did you represent Jamarcus Russell after he got arrested for the diamond tap?
He represents him now. What are you talking about?
Now. No, not then. Now. And Mr. The Bush, what has changed? Aren't you still contemplating either jail or becoming a big radio star?
I'm still contemplating. Whichever one looks better at the time. So as long as whatever I can get away with.
Exactly.
All right, so, I'm going to let you get back to the... You're obviously up to the window there at McDonald's, so I'm going to let you go. Get a shamrock shake while you're out there. Oh, yeah. Oh, hey, that's the wrong holiday weekend. All right, get him out of here. But where is he? That was obviously from the car, I guess.
He's in Tijuana.
That's where all Raiders go.
Well, he's going up to a big Memorial Day weekend cockfighting tournament they got down there. You know, the Roosters. He's up. I didn't hear a cock-a-doodle-doo in the background.
Yep, show 91 is where it all came to an end.
Well, there's dogfighting here, and there's cockfighting down there. Speaking of dogfighting, Michael Vick, our favorite. Did you see he's back in the news? Michael Vick told the Falcons, which is kind of cool, I want to come back as a Falcon for one day so I can officially retire.
That's cool.
That's normal. But if you didn't see, since we don't have enough football going on, JD, football really doesn't start until the exhibition season in August. Now they're putting together the American Flag Football League. They're going to play in June and July. Michael Vick and Justin Forsett, who just retired, they're going to play in the inaugural game. Grown-ass man.
So retired NFL players are going to play flag football.
That's exactly what they're going to. I mean, it gives new life to the meaning.
With no tackling.
Playing grab ass. I mean, that's really what they're going to do.
That's what it's going to look like.
JD, come here. I want those flags hanging off your butt.
Get your hands away from my butt.
And pull the flags. Are you going to watch this? Honestly, if there's cheerleaders, I'll watch it. I really don't care who's out there playing and what they're
doing. There will be cheerleaders, and I won't watch it.
Well, I do have the NFL Wednesday ticket, they call it, for the lingerie league. They don't put them on Sundays. Yeah, you don't want to lose that.
You know what? We have a pair of Metallica tickets. Oh. It's Metallica all weekend long here at KLOS. You know what we're doing?
And now it's time to rock out.
Rock out.
I want to rock out.
With your Rob out.
All you got to do is identify this song if you want to win yourself a pair of tickets to see Metallica July 29th at the Rose Bowl and qualify for our grand prize. Dig this. If you're the grand prize winner, you will escort the band from their dressing room to the Rose Bowl stage and then be escorted to your new seats down on the floor.
Wow.
It's a grand prize is what that is.
Nice.
All right, all you got to do is identify this song to win.
Out on the road for 40 days. Last night in Little Rock. Put me in a haze. Sweet, sweet Connie doing her act. She had the whole show, and that is a natural fact.
Wow. Wow. Dramatic is what that is.
We call
that a dramatic.
Stripes is one of the best movies
Thank
ever.
Thank you, Bill Murray. 800-955-KLOS. That's going to be a pretty easy one for you, I would think, especially on Memorial Day weekend.
Cross the road to get to the left.
800-955-KLOS to win.
Over. Back now to Sports on Tap.
With JD and the Bus.
You want to try real sport? Why don't you try?
95.5 KLOS. And now it's time to rock out.
Rock out.
I want to rock out.
With your Rob out.
Yeah, and up for grabs, a chance for you to see Metallica. And that is going to be July 29th at the Rose Bowl.
There
right?
Go.
Pretty excited about that. It's part of the Metallica weekend we've got going on here. And all you got to do is be able to identify this song that Rob is performing right now. Ready?
Out on the road for 40 days. Last night in Little Rock put me in a haze. Sweet, sweet Connie doing her act. She had the whole show. And that's a natural fact.
You know, we really need to get... Oh, I need to take this off. We really need to get webcams in here, I think, just for this performance. Just, I mean, so people can feel the power.
Hey, I'm a big fan of any webcam.
Just like Dirk Diggler when he was in the studio.
Absolutely.
Right? You channel Dirk Diggler a little bit?
I do. I got the dig cam, I call it. Diggy cam.
Be careful how you say that.
The diggy cam.
Let's go to Anthony. Anthony in Costa Mesa is going to take a shot at this.
Tony.
Anthony, good morning.
T-Money.
Hey, good morning.
Can you identify that song and artist, my friend?
We're an American band, Grand Funk Railroad.
That's exactly right. Well, Rob's version, pretty close, right?
Yep.
Oh, it's outstanding.
Yeah, thank you. He cheers me when I do karaoke. I make my rounds around the OC.
Anthony, congratulations. Pair of tickets for you to see Metallica at the Rose Bowl Saturday, July 29th. Plus, you're qualified for the grand prize, which is a chance to escort the band from their dressing room to the stage and then take your seats down there on the floor. The Kalos Promotions Department is going to be in contact with you soon, my friend. Hold on so we grab some more information, okay?
All right, man. Thanks a lot.
Great stuff. Thanks for listening to the show. We really appreciate that.
Oh, you too. Thank you. Bye.
How about a little Grand Funk Railroad?
Why not?
You ready?
I've never been more ready than I am right now.
It's 95.5 KLOS. It's the Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS. Grand Funk Railroad. And we're an American band. Congratulations to Anthony. Hey, we're on the air with that, Dave. Okay, let's turn some stuff off here, I guess. That's coming out over the air.
No, we're good.
I'm hearing it. You're not hearing it? I'm hearing the remote in my headset. Oh, there you go. Thank you. Yeah, that's going to wrap it. Congratulations, Anthony Costa Mesa. He scores our Metallica tickets. About time for us to scoot out the door. Breakfast with the Beatles coming up next. You got one more song for Memorial Day? What do you got?
Yeah, one more song. I got Born in the USA. What's more USA than baseball? Angels and this Mike Trout guy. He's pretty good. Leads the league in home runs. They play.
He hit a home run into the bar last night. I love that.
They play at the Marlins, and the Dodgers are good, too. They could sweep the Cubs if you like baseball. Kershaw and Lester. My God, going off today. 110 at Dodger Stadium. Happy Memorial Day at Sports on Tap 95. 5 KLOS.